And American system didn't care, and they're doing such phenomenal things just because of the glasses. Is this a price we're going to pay? We're going to start already, not a week old that we lose glasses. They haven't broken up by the score.
Well, they draw the line.
Can't do it. The price went up at 10, every time we're going to give them $10,000 to $20,000 for this business. It's outrageous. I cannot stand to see that again. I will not be able to be picking up six lives, dead bodies, and bringing them back to life. Can't expect me to do that. I'm getting long in years and responsibility. Can't expect it. If you don't make this serious, you're going to be in sad state of effect. Fair as hell to take these chances with people's lives. No more value than that to us than the times to learn our lesson. That's the way of keeping that's the way of keeping in control of what you were instructed to do.
Well, the only way I could do that is to stay at home and watch the bird at all times.
Hey, Sam.
I'll take
you here. Arise at 7 and work from 8 until 12. I do not know whether we will receive any guests tomorrow or not. I'm not so inclined to be told when to receive guests. We came 6,000 miles to establish ourselves here with a certain amount of autonomy. And we have received, as of today and yesterday, the backing of the PPP and our stance against this reactionary right-wing congressperson coming in. Even Radio Demerara, the private radio, called him a reactionary. I see no reason why we should allow people to push us from our position. And we are here, and not much they can do with this. I saw Chief Joseph last, so you saw what I am in Chief Joseph. That's where I stand. What was the title of it? I fight no more forever. And if this is the kind of commitment we have to just keep on letting folk come how they want to come and do what they want to do with us, that isn't my kind of lifestyle. I didn't come this far to be pushed about by someone from Birmingham or San Mateo. And now we found the CIA, we found a link. He's the catalyst. We found out just exactly that. He is the catalyst. He came storm rolling into our headquarters last evening and said to Sharon, he said, I know some bad things on you. He said, you people paying, you are taxpayers. And he said, I got a right to come wherever I want to, whenever I want to, walk wherever you want to. But he doesn't seem to realize that we never put any burden on the United States taxpayers. We have always paid our taxes heavily and never took any exemption. And what we do in Guyana and what we do in America is two different things. He says the Constitution gives him the right to come down here and see us because we are American taxpayers. The Constitution doesn't give him any right to go anywhere that he's not invited. And yes, we didn't elect him. We didn't seek his. I said he's coming in. He's coming in. He met our basketball team. He said he could see we're all well physically. But now I want to see if we're all psychological. I said, we're psychologically oriented. I said, who in the hell are you? Are you a psychiatrist? The right to speak over our psychological balance or not. And then he said he didn't see any pictures of Jesus anywhere, and he's questioned our internal revenue. So you can't win with a motherfucker like that if you try. You can't win. There's no way to win with some son of a bitch like that. So as far as I'm concerned, he can take his ass back to San Mateo, and we're going to be at the gate just like we have always been. And if they want to come through, NBC said they're coming through. They're going to come through tomorrow. We'll see about that. We might collect us a couple of cameras or two. I don't know. the peace is clear up here to the last corner of the globe, practically, of this continent. We're right up here at the last point, right on the border of Venezuela. Now, if they want a lot of hell here in Venezuela, between Venezuela and Guyana, I'm able to annex with whoever I feel like tomorrow. I'm sick of this shit. And I'm liable to sail the Russian flag. I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. But I don't know this. I know this, that I didn't come to be pushed around and be told what I'm going to do, where I'm going to go, and who I'm going to be visiting with. I want to tell him, I want to tell the whole wide world just how I feel on that subject. You still may be taking your life in your hand, but I take your life in my hand every day anyway. Even in San Francisco, I'd have probably got run over by a streetcar by now anyway. And we're certainly a lot of us who've been mugged, or we'd have been knifed, or we'd have been through all kinds of hell. We were dying. What have we been raised up for? To be cowards? We've been raised up to run clear over here to find some peace, to have that son of a bitch come up after San Mateo and tell us, he says he can drop in and see us because we're taxpayers. He don't have to give us any appointment. I'm going to send 1,000, my God, of our people back there around San Francisco and say, yeah, you son of a bitch, we're paying your taxes. We're paying your job. We're going to drop in and see you whenever we want to, midnight or in the morning. Want to. There's going to be a lot of people who disagree with what I've said. A lot of people running scared around here. I can smell it in the damned atmosphere. They're running scared. Hell's fire, we've been through 84 white nights. Far to look at, what are we going to say to them in the first place? What are we going to say to some bitch coming here? What do you believe? We believe in the Jesus saves? No, I don't know what Jesus about anything about Jesus saves. What are we going to tell him about a church? Say he's got a responsibility to look at the IRS. You can't win, I'm telling you, with this kind of a prick. You can't win. Our children treated him all nice. He met the basketball team. Come tripping in our house at midnight last night. At midnight. Then come tripping in there and telling Sharon Amos, he said, I've heard a lot of dirty stuff about you, and I'm going to talk to you privately. I said, tell him to go to hell and get lost. You don't have to tell him anything. He's not your counselor. He's not your goddamn priest. He thinks he's sent down here from the Holy Father of Rome, and the Constitution and the Monroe Doctrine gives him a privilege to go everywhere he wants to. It also gives me the right to shoot him in the ass with one of the Tom Grubbs' air about it. So if you want to see your congressman tomorrow, stick around. He may come in. I don't know how long he'll stay, and I don't know what necessarily will take place in what kind of sequential arrangement. But I can assure you that if he stays long enough for tea, he's going to regret it. The bitch. You got something to say to him? You want to talk to him? Anybody here want to see him? I didn't vote for him, and I don't know where Burlingame is. If a few of you may have been there, I didn't come from Burlingame. I don't want nothing from Burlingame. I left it all there, goddammit. I've left it all there, and I don't want to see his ass. It's my opinion they start this shoving our ass around, and there will be no end to it. We'll have President Carter and about 18 more that'll be here on Christmas Day to see us. Say, oh, well, they're liable to put us this, they're liable to do that, they're liable to put us in jail. I don't give a goddamn where they put us. I don't give a goddamn where they put us. NBC will never have anything like they had. Nothing can be as drastic as we could make this program if we want to. You know, if they insist on coming in, we'll bring them in fanfare. We'll bring them in fanfare. Fly the flag and the hammer and the sickle and give them the right-hand salute and tell them that's what we believe in. How'd you like that? Chicken-hearted. All the chicken-hearted better get used to this now. We've been through this. If you're a little chicken-hearted tonight, you better be talking about it, because what I'm saying is serious business. It comes through the gates. That's it. That's as far as it comes. I don't want to see him. I didn't invite him, and I'm going to see my attorneys here tomorrow. They're supposed to come in, and I don't give a damn what they have to say. I don't want to see him, not until he comes on our terms. Until they all come on our terms, do we want to see them? You may be seated for a minute. The question is, does anybody want to see any of your relatives? Bouquet, Mrs. Bouquet says she's had a change of heart. She's been watching our children play basketball over by the seawall, and she says she's very sorry she'd been influenced by these people. What do you want to do? You want to see her, Brian? How would you like to see her? I gathered. I thought you did. I thought you wanted to see her somewhere.
I see. Concern, a woman never had any concern that child when he was out into all kinds of trouble. She never bothered about him. Never had any concern. But now she's all of a sudden amicable and concerned. Now we got ourselves in a little bit of a link that the Houston, we invited Mr. Houston because he was dying of cancer and he couldn't make it and Mrs. Houston did. But you got that message all fouled up back there in San Francisco. I said that was just Jim Jones's mercy because he was dying of cancer. But I didn't say anything about Mrs. Houston. I don't know how long she's living. But if you want to bring her in, it doesn't make any difference. I'm at this stage, it's up to you. I'm just speaking for myself. I'm tired of being pushed around, shoved around. You know what? I got a feeling you can't trust any American any further than you can throw. When he walked out, he looked up to our boys and he said to, oh, these are basketball team. Yeah, they're all steady boys. He said they were quiet and spaced out, and he said he didn't know, he knew they had enough to eat, but he didn't know whether they were psychologically sound. I'm telling you, when you look at my basketball team, as rowdy a bunch as that is, and you can see anything about them being some question about their psychological soundness, he's showing more than he reveals about, than he possibly can imagine. He's showing more than reveals what he is than what they are. But I don't feel comfortable about this fool coming out here testing our psychiatric balance. I don't know where he went to school, you know. I don't know anything about him. There's no way we're going to win if we can't win for losing. If he comes out here, you'll say we're brainwashed. Or we're spaced out. Our eyes look extended, and they probably will, because we to look at him, it'll take a bit of extending to do that. So I don't think you can win with these sons of bitches. And I'm 47 years. I've been running from folk for 47 years, only for others. I'm going to shoot somebody in the ass like him so bad so long, I'm not passing this opportunity up. Now, if they come in, they come in on their own risk. That's what I figure. They're a bunch of shitheads. Old T.O. Stone, he said, sent a message with the one that had been infiltrating. He sent a message. He said, well, tell Jim that he got out of all this trouble by just sending me back John. He took John, he put John here. He put John in this place. John's my son. He has no right over John. And the only thing they're trying to do to keep himself out of jail, because Grace says if he'll get John back, then things will be right. He said he had the nerve to go to Walter Duncan and say if he quit while he's ahead, Jim Jones, all he has to do is just give me John, and I'll get off of his back. Hell's fire. Hell's fire. He won't get off my back. I'd give them all of you, they wouldn't get off my back. And who's going to stop the wheels from turning? They've already started turning. But I don't know about you. I just wanted to be sure you understood where I'm coming from. I don't care whether I see Christmas or Thanksgiving. Neither one. You don't either. Here and debating about dying till hell, it's easier to die than to talk about it. So if everybody feel that way, I'd rather live like Chief Joseph and die like he did. I've lost everything practically but my damn britches now. Losing pounds, worrying over these motherfuckers. And I don't give a shit. I worry about what you people think. Because you're trying to hold on to life. But I've been trying to give my way for a long time. And if that fucker wants to take it, he can have it. But we'll have a hell of a time going together. I didn't give them when they come after the Houston children before. I didn't give them. I didn't give them the children of a lot of folk here, sitting here, that are now here that wasn't going to come. I got my folks, and it's tough. I've got them over in Caracas, worrying about them, trying to get them operated. People who wouldn't give it. Nobody get the kind of care I'm giving folk to keep them alive. You say, what'll happen if something happens to us? I don't know. Everybody has to work it out on their own. I know it don't take long to die. Don't take long to die. You can put your damn nose down in a glass of water and die if you want to. You can drown in a teacup. So I at some points, everybody has to make up their own mind.
Have to ride on their own damn wheels.
But I'm talking about this time, serious business. I am not moving no more.
If you want to move, talk about it.
Talk about tonight if you want to move.
Or you want to go to Kansas City, talk about it.
Because we want to get your ass to
Kansas City so we can have some peace, not have to look at you, because I don't even want to die with some of you folk.
What's that?
If the congressman comes in to ship rights, then we as taxpayers shall request to sign a petition for his impeachment. I wonder how he would eat set with this. Fuck, what? I can't even know this. How this would set with the fucker.
What did he say?
Renetta, you talk so bad. If the congressman comes into the front entrance because of the citizens, his citizens' rights, then we as taxpayers would request to sign a petition for his impeachment. I wonder how this would set with the fucker if we present this to him. I don't care. Try it, hell.
Try anything.
I know Jared Bailey tomorrow, and I can assure you Jared Bailey and Jane won't let him in unless we say let him in.
And you can be damn sure that NBC said they're coming whether they want them or not.
Yeah, they're coming. They say they're coming. So I figure that you can be ready at the gate for that if they want to come in. You got no transportation. Let them walk.
How about that?
I said, let him get down to the pig green. We'll let him see how our pond swims.
That sounds all right by me.
Everybody understand what I'm talking about?
I fight no more forever. I've run from these motherfucking sons of bitch and honkies as long as I want to run from them.
Now, this way, a few can, we can start negotiating with the Soviets, and a few can make it
over there.
I'm not very particular where I go or not anymore. I'm not very particular because, shit, I believe we're the purest communists there are. And so we got more support than we've ever had. Russia said they'll make an international incident if it comes to that. The PPP are giving us power, 2 days of powerful support. The PNC, if they don't know the shit to get off the pot, that's their problem. Dr. Green says he's behind us. Margaret Atwin's behind us. And a few others are behind us. I don't know how far behind us they'll be if it comes to a showdown. But I am just tired. I spent a week worrying about your lives. I spent a week worrying about who I'm going to save and how I'm going to save them. And I don't see any point to worrying about living like this. Living isn't worth a damn doing this. But if any of you are worried about your life, would you speak up so we can vote you someplace where you can find your ass at peace until the bomb blows you up? Anybody want to go against the... I'm talking business tonight. I'm talking business. Not going to talk no white night all night long. Not going to talk about it. So how many just soon die as live anywhere?
See, the climate hasn't changed much.
No. To be shoved around, pushed around.
What?
No. 55-year-old white men come tripping in our house and sit down. It's one of my 20. I'm surprised my basketball team. I'm surprised. It's a wonder they didn't. He didn't say. He always said he liked them. They were all so nice. He liked them until they got in the news conference today. And he is so damn obnoxious that he won't even invite the Guyanese to his news conference. He's above the Guyanese. He has the Washington Post there and NBC Nightly and all these others, but the Guyana Chronicle wasn't invited, nor was the PPP. They got our news release and the Catholic Standard. He thinks he owns this part of the world.
He's come over here, church held us just under the Monroe Doctrine. He thinks he owns his... We are American taxpayers, says he. And I never once asked for a damned exemption. Have you? I take whatever they handed out. For years, we took standard exemptions. We never asked for any special privilege. We've taken people off the goddamn streets. We've saved the taxpayers millions of dollars. I mean, in broken lives, broken wasted youth that would have been out there in the streets of San Francisco, shit. I say turn around first and go back. Turn around and go back. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I know you can't turn around. We've come too far this far. By faith, we can't go no farther than that. Now, if anybody has any feelings about it, you better speak now. But I saw some hands didn't go up. You better speak now. I'm talking serious business. I sat here and debated this goddamn thing all night, and I've just decided. It's your privilege. It's your life, you know. I've lived 47 years, and I wouldn't live another fucking day if it wasn't for you. I've got three to concern myself that I brought in, that three scars, three heavy burdens. And they're not with me, and one of them's not with me, and all the children that I've adopted are not with me. You say, well, what about my kids? What about my kids? Well, where in the hell are your kids? Where are they? They had the right to be here. They had the opportunity to be here. Anybody got anybody feelings? I know you're going to have some feelings tonight. You better get your security out, because I know the way the wind blows. I can smell when folk are afraid. But we've been here. This is running on now. 16. What is it? 18 months. 18 months, and we've been through. I said something like 80 times. I guess 80 times we've been up here debating. Do we or do we not? And if so, how? Fuck it. I'm sick of it. Sick of it. I think y'all love Tim Stone. I'd rather die than to be there on that Tim Stone. Hope he comes in. Hope he comes. And Brian says, see how he feels. And some of you look at him kind of funny, like you think that's the wrong way to feel. But I hope. I think that's the way you ought to feel if people been wrong. Yes. I like that. I like that. Steve Katsaras and a whole bunch of them. Rose is ready over there, I see. Yeah. Who's coming? I don't know. Nobody comes unless we let them come. What do you think? They let them in tonight? Do you think they won't come back next week? Come back stronger. My opinion. They'll come back stronger. Now. What's that? What do you mean by this? I missed that. Oh. What? They're hunting for a doctor. They said we ate a doctor out here. He never has shown up. Said he came here to visit us and we ate him. They did. Hunting for a doctor. Reb. Reb knows better than that. We didn't eat no damn doctor. They've lost a doctor, and they're coming out here to see if they can find him. You can't, I'm telling you, you can't win with these folk. How are they going to judge your psychology, do you think, they look at you tonight? Yes, and I agree with that.
Carl Menninger, who is one of the world's greatest authorities on that, said that only selfish people end up in mental institutions and capitalists are selfish and we're not. So that should tell them what the psychology is.
That's good. Anybody got any thoughts on the subject that's different? Because I don't want to debate all night. I'm open to change, but I don't want to debate all night. Your change. I mean, you can go where you want to go. I'm not going to go, but you can go. What's this? Yankees go home. I'm with you, Etta. What's that, Irene? And Harris, the meeting with our team, Grace talked to Steve. She said she had heard from Debbie that people were turning John against her, and he said no. John's very happy, a remarkable kid, and she said, I've been messed up ever since I've left and didn't know what to do with myself. She said she can't live without seeing John. She cried the whole time. Oh, dear Grace. God damn, I wish she'd have cried when she started this shit. Stephen said, I can't live without him either. He's my little brother. She said, I just want to see him. I'll go out even to the front entrance. Now, that's inviting, I'm telling you, God damn. You don't know how much of a lie this is, because I've already got a newspaper article they've written, which she said that John was not my child, and now she tells Stephen he is my child. And I see I see their goddamn newspaper in the Esquire where they said they're going to see us all dead. Some of these same suckers here trying to hire these outlaws to blow up our radio room and our power station. Now they're starting this sweet shit. They're coming on the sweet shit. You better tell the basketball team to watch it, because there is trickeration, and they'll have one of them kidnapped. You better get a hold of Johnny. Jim Cobb wouldn't talk. Johnny wasn't there, but that's what worries me more, because I know that Jim Cobb and I know that Wayne Petler. I tell you, I don't trust his ass, and he's fooling like a thought. Right now, that's not far. She, my little brother, she said, I just want to see him. I'll go out even to the front entrance. Oh, Grace, goddamn, that tempts me. She had the damn nerve. That woman had the damn nerve. You know, what was it, 72, 73, how old is John, 6, 7, 72, she was going to put our church over, in fact, she knew about Stone, and Stone asked me to take care of her, because he couldn't handle the damn woman. She had his pantaloons that he'd been buying, going around dressed like a weird transvestite. And so he asked me to take care of her, and that damn woman, if any woman as stupid as that, she deserves to meet me at the front entrance, I'll tell you. I remember Patty over there helping get the stuff ready, and that woman promised there'd be no children. Wasn't that a promise? Wasn't that a promise, Patty? Wasn't that a promise? Patty, where you at? She's not here. Well, I know it was. She had some goddamn stuff she's supposed to put in there to keep it, and then I couldn't get her to do anything with that baby. I don't want that now, damn it. I don't want that. They're going to have to fool those people. They keep fooling with them, they'll have trouble. But he ought to be bitter. Sheldon said that Bonnie Burnham was very hurt because she went to see Jim and Marcy. Because she was sort of like they're about to... Jesus Christ. This is incredible. These people have written an article. I've got the article in my... I've got the article. These are snakes. Said that to Grace that as far as he's concerned, him could fuck himself. And she said, fine, he has nothing to do with you and me. Well, that's good. So these kids are walking through. They better get out of there now. Better get them out of there.
They're showing the sweet side now. They're sunny side up. Trouble tomorrow. I know what Stone said. He said we're so evil. That we're the most evil thing on earth. And he stayed alive for no other cause but to destroy us. And Grace said that if he would get the kid back for her, she'd take him back because he's lost all other chances. And here they tell me these kind of goddamn lies and people want to fall for this shit. I don't want to fall for this. He said there was nothing to indicate we were a religious group and that if we were making money in Jonestown, it would be a tax problem. I'll fuck him too. By the way, he said that your relatives, etc., should be able to see for themselves. Well, there's a point to that, I'm telling you.
There's a point. Other way.
There should nothing be to be afraid of showing. And he said this was not prepared. He was not prepared to prejudge. It was okay. He would tell the world. Paul said he came in later. Only two Guyanese there, him and Halliman, Maladin. The main thing, he was very firm that he did not think we were a religious group and mentioned the IRS a lot. I'm telling you, this damn fool's not satisfied one way or the other. He's got me a cult back there, and now I'm not a religious group here. Maladin said the reason Ryan didn't want Mark there because he was afraid. He didn't want to be in a position where Mark might later sue him or make him a part of a conspiracy action. In other words, he's afraid of Mark. That's good. That's good. Money and Margaret Ackman, both offended by Ryan's comments about religion, lack of religious objects, etc., said it would be superficial judgment of things. Now, Grace, where'd you go? And you slipped on me there. Grace, Steve, Casares, Wayne, Mickey. These people are going to have to get them in there now. You're going to have to get them out of there. You have to get them out of there. I know that's a bunch of snakes now. They got to get them out of there because these are snakes. These are snakes. I've read what they've done. I've already got the advanced copy. I know what they've done. I know what they got to say. I know what they said. They said they'd come in here. They'd come in here and they had to kill everybody. Mickey Touche clapped. She said, I only want to save my brother, Mike. And the rest of them die? That's good. That's good. But he won't talk to her. She made a bad mistake. He won't talk to her. Mike reminded her of what she used to talk about doing violence, and she denied it. And he said, look, cut it. I was there when you talked about it. And she shut up. Mickey said, look, are you under any restrictions? And he said, don't say that again. Obviously, if I wouldn't be here. She said, why don't you come home with me? He said, this is my home. I've seen it grown, and I'm not going anywhere. I've been here for 5 years. She said, well, that's what I wanted to know. Wanted to hear. Everyone said they saw the slides of Jonestown at the embassy. They said you should be proud of it, not try to hide it. Steve assured Sherwin that his daughter is happy and doing fine. He said he had no quarrels for J.J., and thanked us for the care we gave when she had surgery. Grace said, why can't I see John? Well, you give me the answer why she can't see John. Mm-hmm. She's not going to destroy him because she told me, anybody's torture. I'd gone a long way, hell, to save you people. I'd have gone a long way. But she took that child When I had him, she didn't want to take any responsibility. She was seductive. Mother had him all so messed up. And then when she took him out one time when I wouldn't marry her, when I said my wife comes first, I'd have to talk to her about that. So she gets another boyfriend, and she goes out and has an affair and locks him up in a garage, and he still tells me photographically about that. And he can remember every sound. And then this bitch, who was she trying to punish? Who was she trying to punish? Me. Not the child. She's trying to destroy the child. Trying to destroy the child by punishing me. What the hell more?
Children!